there's so much being made about how highly ranked every part of this team is, how much production you're getting. And what I was wondering is, when you were looking around in the off season, how far down you know, did you drill down into this roster and take a look at it? What'd you see?
Every NFL team has good players. Like I said, you try to narrow it down to some teams that you can feel comfortable with, and then you make a decision. You can't know everything about a team when you're making a decision like that. And, you know, first time I've had to do anything like that. So I think I'd be lying to say that I went through every single, you know, player on the roster. But, you know, I had some questions. You know, I met with John and met with Mike and met with, you know, Del Rio, met with all of them, you know, during my visit here, and had some questions for them and got those answers and, you know, felt comfortable about those type of things.
So in reality, how has those teammates that you kind of scouted or asked, the guys who asked John questions about, how kind of met the expectations that you had?
God, it's hard to say. It seems like it's been a long time ago what those questions were. So, you know, we've had some new players. We've had some guys step up. You know, John, front office, has added some new players through free agency, through the draft. I think guys that have come in and helped us. And I think some of the players that were here last year have stepped up. Guys have improved. And so that's what you want. That's what you hope happens, I think, when you're putting the team together. And, you know, hopefully we can keep that going.
What stands out to you about the Browns defense?
I tell you, on defense, they're young, they're active, they're flying around. You know, I don't know what's going on with their offense, but defensively, they're a physical group. You know, they're stout against the run. They can blitz you, but they can get all the pressure with four if they have to with the front D linemen. So that's impressive, and they're playing real hard as well.
You had about 8 years of battles with Del Rio when guys were in the same division. Do you see his influence, his personality on the defense you have here now, the Broncos defense?
Do I see
Del Rio's, you know, does it look, are there a lot of things in common?
No. It's a lot, you know, this is his defense here. I mean, he wasn't the defensive coordinator there, so I'd say it looks a lot different than what it did in Jacksonville. They had Mike Smith was the defensive coordinator. They had different guys there. So I think what Jack's doing here with the defense is kind of unique. I think he's kind of implied some of, you know, it's kind of his stuff, I think, you know, from it doesn't look like Jacksonville's, I'll say that.
There's a chance that if the players were to start again, obviously they don't, but there could be three rookie quarterbacks starting games. I know you've spent time with college quarterbacks in the summer, and you know, you've kind of been through it too. Are these guys more prepared now than maybe when you were coming out, or the generations before?
It's hard to compare, but I think it's certainly an impressive class. And like you said, I have gotten to know these guys, you know, at our camp, and they're all guys with good heads on their shoulders. They get it. I think they study the cerebral part of the game, and obviously they all have talent. Otherwise, they wouldn't be, you know, drafted where they are. So, I think it probably depends on the program where they played, you know, what kind of offense they ran, and I think that helps guys, you know, make a quicker transition. But I think you got to give a lot of credit to the, you know, to the player, you know, the individual player, these rookies that are coming in playing. They're talented. They work hard. And then I think playing early, I've always believed in playing as a rookie. I think it's the best way to learn. It's just a different speed when you're out there on the field than there is on the sidelines.
I know you're not hung up on numbers and all that, but that being said, does it mean something to you to surpass the single season standards of a guy as accomplished as Sheldon?
I mean, like I said, I think it's pretty well documented how I feel about John Elway. As a NFL quarterback, you know, he was one of my favorites, and I just don't get into the comparisons things and statistical things, and there's, you know, different offenses, different eras, and so I've never really made those type of comparisons.
Hey, your time's pretty well accounted for, but what's it like having John Elway in the building, just to walk by, see the lunchroom, just to have that, you know, that guy, not the day guy, but John Elway, right down the hall from you to just talk about whatever?
Well, I mean, John's, you know, making a lot of the decisions here, and he's you know, for a quarterback, like I said this early in the year, he's a good resource, you know, for quarterbacks. You know, he and I still talk a lot about, you know, playing in the NFL, different teams, different stadiums. You know, we talk about playing at home, you know, that sometimes, you know, little things, you know, the sun sets certain times at home game. You know, there's certain times you want to throw certain routes depending on where the sun sets. Those are little things that you can kind of get. So, and then, you know, I think from a repetition standpoint, you know, playing quarterback at my age, John played, you know, he shared some things that work for him. So he's been a great, great resource for me as a quarterback, and obviously he's doing a great job leading the organization.
Has it been what you expected when you signed here, that you figured you would have the conversations like the one you just described?
Like I said, I've said this before, I really didn't know what, you know, to expect. It's been a complete, you know, whirlwind year for me, but John's been, you know, very supportive me and has been a great resource.
What would it mean to you guys to get that number two seed?
I mean, the only thing that's going to mean something to me is if we, you know, play well and get better this week and try to beat Cleveland. That's really all we're focused on. I think that's been the best thing we've done all year, is approached every opponent the same, regardless of who the team was and where we were playing and what the situation was and what their record was. So that's the thing I've always believed in the month of December. Are you getting better? Are you making some strides every week? And we still have some things that, you know, that we want to get better at. We feel like we need to get better at. And that's what we're trying to do this week. And usually if you get better, hopefully a lot of times some good things will follow. And so that's our goal, is to get better this week and to try to beat a good, you know, Cleveland team.
Do you feel like you have a lot to get better at, or really at this point it's fine-tuning, sir?
I mean, I don't know. What's the difference between getting better and getting a lot better? I mean, it's just improvement. I mean, you want to improve and you want to try to keep winning at the same time.
Well, you've had certain things, like you wanted to hold on to the ball to end games. You've been able to do that. You wanted to go through a game without turnovers. You've done that. The things you've said that you wanted to improve on, and you checked those boxes for the most.
Right, and there's others. I don't feel like it's worth sharing to the opponent, you know. I think you're constantly, you know, coaches are constantly challenging us, and you know, I think, you know, the offensive line coach was, you know, proud of that last drive, but he's, you know, challenging the offensive line, you know, hey, there's another level we can take it to. And so that's what you want. You always want to, you know, either get better or you get worse. You don't stay the same.
A few more for Peyton, guys. Browns owner Jimmy Haslam, talk about your relationship. I take it you met back in the Tennessee days?
Sure. Well, I mean, Jimmy Haslam and his really entire family have been great supporters of me. You know, his dad was a player on their 1951 national championship team, and they've been great supporters of the university. And so happy for Jimmy and his family becoming an NFL owner. He's the kind of guy that is going to be a great NFL owner. He gets it, and you know, he loves football, and obviously he and I have a lot in common that we both love University of Tennessee football. But I've always appreciated his friendship and support of me, and I'm real happy for him getting this opportunity. And Cleveland's real lucky, I can tell you that.
You mentioned the coaches challenging you. What has Mike McCoy in particular done to make you a better quarterback?
Well, Mike and I spend a lot of time together. Adam, Gase and I spend a lot of time together. You know, we do a lot of the same drills each week in practice, and you know, we're constantly trying to perfect, you know, the plays that we're running in the offense, or if we're adding plays, whatever it may be, you know, just trying to, you know, do whatever we can to, you know, move the ball, or, you know, try to, you know, get touchdowns in the red zone, or, you know, convert third downs, whatever it may be. So it's been a team effort, and I really appreciate the help that Mike and Adam have given me, you know, going all the way back to when I first got here. I'm grateful for their help and support.
What does it mean for no Sean to get AFC offense?
Yeah, it's awesome. Coach Fox announced that today. Team is fired up. No Sean, I know he was very he was grateful, you know, he said a few words to the team and how much he appreciated it. And I've said it before, it's a great lesson about being a professional. Guys, like, played the first two games inactive for however many, and then comes off the inactive list and has just improved every week. I thought he ran hard against Baltimore. I thought he did a great job protecting the ball. I turn around and look. I mean, Baltimore, all those guys are trying to strip the ball and pull them away. Does a great job protecting it, and everything was just downhill all day, which is that's a tough team to run the ball against. So great individual effort by him, and like I said, just a great credit to him for being ready kind of when his number was called at this point in the season.
Thanks, Peyton.
All right, thanks, y'all.